Blog Talk Radio.
Financial literacy show. So I'm super excited about my guests tonight. I have Courtney and Wayne Lumpkin, who are financial planners. I want to do this type of show every week if possible, just to try to give some financial tips or assist anyone in any way possible in the community regarding money, building wealth, investing, saving money, whatever the case may be. So what I'm going to go ahead and do is if Courtney and Wayne, I'm not sure if they're both on, but if you want to press the number one, and then I will go ahead and log you guys in so you can give our listener some great information. So let me just go ahead and invite Wayne to the show. How you doing, Wayne? Are you there?
Yeah, how you guys doing? We are here. Courtney's here with me.
Yes. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. You might want to just come a little bit closer to your phone. We want to make sure everybody hears all the great information that you guys have.
Awesome.
Okay.
Is that better?
So, yes. Yep. Sounds great. So, Courtney and Wayne, you guys are both financial planners. Is that correct?
Yes, we are.
Okay, and first of all, I want to thank you guys so much for joining me. Like I said, this is my first time doing this. I've been wanting to do something like this. You know, it's like pulling people's teeth when you try to give them like information that can help them, that, you know, they'd rather go and spend money at the club rather than finding out about how to save money or build wealth. So this is like a big deal for me, because I was able to have a platform. I want to thank Maxine Jones, formerly of Invoke, for this platform so I could go ahead and do that, you know, give information to the community. So if you guys could just tell me exactly, you know, your exact title and what you do, and then, we can get started seeing how you can help people.
All right. Well, first of all, I want to say thank you for the invitation, and we don't take it lightly. You know, we take this business very seriously, and I want to say thank you for inviting us on the show. As an African American female, you know, doing on the radio, owning her own show, doing what she, you know, stepping to a level where you want to be. We did that, I think, about right around 2011. I was working for a company. I was working for a company back in 2011. I had worked there for about 11 years, and we kind of got right back into things of the everyday loop. You know, we didn't have enough money to, you know, finish all of our bills at the end of the month, and, you know, there's a lot of things going on. So, you know, we just kind of decided, hey, you know what, I think it's time to start our own business, and we did that.
Wow.
And, you know, we got licensed, and right around 2013, you know, I opened up my first office down in Florida. And everything kind of took off from there. I don't want to go too deep into it, but, you know, everything kind of took off from there. And we've been financially planning for people around the around the United States, you know, for some time now, for the last, I'd say, about 4 or 5 years. And we're proud and happy to do that for people. You know, we do it for free.
That's the
biggest key to what we do. We do it for free.
You do it for free. Now, wait a minute. Are you serious? What? Hey, that deserves a round of applause. Wow. So, I'm going to get into that, how you do that for free. But let me ask you, you said you were working a job. Were you guys, I'm assuming you guys were married at that time. And
I'll be honest with you, at that time, you know, Courtney and I had known each other all of our lives. We were childhood friends. I was actually, I had moved away from Connecticut. We're both originally from Connecticut. And I moved to Atlanta, and, you know, Courtney moved out to Colorado. I hadn't seen her in years. Her and my cousin was actually best friends. So we kind of got back in touch with each other right around 2010. So from there, again, we were both working jobs. Courtney was a nurse full-time over in Colorado, and I was working a $30,000 a year job. After 11 years of working for this company, I loved the company for giving me my chance and everything, but there was another side of the company that I didn't understand was these guys, what they call the guys in the field. And these guys, they own their own businesses, and they make millions of dollars doing financial services. And I'm like, wow. Why am I working here making $30,000?
When you can be making more yourself.
Exactly. So it was just a good ride. I could let you tell some more of the story, but I'm pretty sure you got some more questions for us. But anything we can do to help you guys
move on,
I swear, we're here.
Sure. Now, okay, so I'm just trying to get a little bit of background. So you got started, you know, doing that, and, you know, just to let people know who you are and, like, why you're qualified to tell them, look, we can help you out. You got started doing your own business. I just want to know, like, what did you guys come home one day and say, you know what?
I can tell you right now, Courtney's laughing. She's laughing in the background. I know I'm doing a lot of talking, but I'm gonna tell you what exactly happened. I was at a, you know, listen, guys, I work just like everybody else. You know, I got a family. We got a family of 5 kids. We got 4 girls and 1 boy. You know, everything just works out for the best. But this is how it happened. We were at a corporate meeting, right, when they tell you how much money the company's making and how awesome they are. We made $350 million. I'll never forget it. They said, first quarter, we made $350 million in the first quarter.
And I'm looking around like, what?
Wow. Like, is anybody else, after 11 years, you're telling me in the first quarter, you made $357 million? So I decided that day to meet with, you know, I said, anybody got any questions? I said, yes, I got 5 questions. I don't know about – now, 500
right,
people. Listen to – I'm telling you, like, it was so crazy because there was 500 people in this auditorium,
mm-hmm.
people that were well-qualified mm-hmm. more than I was. I was just a kid growing up, and, you know, growing up, I'll keep it honest with you, we grew up in the inner neighborhood of, you know, Blue Hills,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, it wasn't the best place. But listen, these people were well-qualified more than I was, and all I wanted to know was, they said, Wayne, you got a question. I said, yes, how come we don't get the cost of living raises?
You're
just
kidding.
The cost
you
of living.
Asked that right then and there?
Right then and there in front of 500 people, and I asked the question to the CEO of the whole company.
Oh, my God, Wayne, are you kidding me?
In front of everybody, it was, you know, and it was time.
Wayne,
it was time for the
what
questions.
Did what did he say? What could he say?
He said, listen, everybody, listen, we got food out in the corridor. We got meals for everybody. Wayne, that was a great question. Great question. Right question, wrong time. So
but he
can't
didn't
answer
want
that
to answer. Yeah.
He did not
yeah,
want to answer.
Honestly,
he couldn't. Let's just be honest.
Right.
You know,
this is
a big corporation, but I love this company. I love the company so
mm-hmm.
much. He came down
mm-hmm.
to my desk, CEO grabbed me, took me upstairs. I thought I was getting fired. I tell
oh,
you no
wow.
lie. You know,
mm-hmm.
I called Courtney. I'm like, hey, I think I might have messed up. You know, I don't
mm-hmm.
know what happened. So he says, Wayne, well, you're not going to get fired. I said, great. I'm getting a raise. This is even better. This is working
right.
out for me. So he says, no, well, we want to go and have you be with one of the most brilliant business minds of our company. He's making about $2 million net income a year just doing what we do for the company. And I'm like, wait a minute, what side of the company are you guys talking about?
Mm-hmm,
they say,
mm-hmm.
Wayne, we want you to be a financial planner. We're gonna train you. We're going to give you all the things you need. But the reality is you can't work here anymore if you're going to do that.
Oh,
I see
what you're saying. Okay. So you had to go out independently.
Right. So you got to make a choice. And guess what? All great decisions take a great sacrifice. And
mm-hmm.
I deserved it. My wife deserved it. My family deserved it. She had my back 1,000%. She said, let's do
mm-hmm.
it. I signed my resignation right on the spot that day.
Really?
They gave me a $10,000 check.
Wow.
And
uh-huh.
sent me home.
Oh,
sent me
wow.
home. I went right over to meet with this gentleman. His name is Jeff Levitan, and I'll never forget it. It was the greatest day
mm-hmm.
of my life. We've more than tripled our income within 2 years of getting licensed and being licensed in this company. And we ain't with the company, but we work for ourselves. We just distribute what they had to offer. So guess
oh,
what?
God,
we do
Wayne.
It for free. We do it
that's
for free. The
great,
companies
Wayne.
Pay us. I don't even going to get into it. That's just know that I was regular. I'm just a regular guy who wanted more
mm-hmm.
for my family. And we made a decision, and we tripled our income
mm-hmm.
within 2 years. It's not like I got to go to sell houses. Courtney doesn't have
right,
to work
right.
anymore. But she
mm-hmm.
chooses to go to work. Courtney's a full-time nurse. She wants
mm-hmm.
to go out and help the community. I'm like, well, who am I to stop her from doing what she wants to
right.
do? But she does
exactly.
this as a part-time thing to help the people that she meets out in the world for free.
And we're
wow,
licensed.
That's cool.
We had to get state license through Georgia in order to do this. And then
with
each other state, you know, we get licenses through other states as well.
Okay. So you are licensed financial planners.
Yes. So, like, you know, I mean,
cool.
it turns out so good to the point where once you understand financials and where those things can take a person and manifest their life into another whole direction, it's amazing
right.
that stuff can do that. And you kind of get, like, deep into it, and it takes over. Now I just love doing it because I love watching people's faces. Like, this is –
that's great.
You don't even understand what you're losing out on.
Right. Now let's fast forward because I just wanted to give everyone like a little bit of background and then, you know, find out your background myself. So let's fast forward to the services that you provide as a financial planner. Now I will admit it was years ago I had an associate. Yeah, I do sometimes business networking meetings. And
mm-hmm.
I had someone come and she spoke. I was, you know, much younger. And after my own business networking meeting, she said, Racine, I want to talk to you. Let's set up an appointment. She brought me into her office the next week. She sat me down. She talked to me, and I'm like, oh, I just felt overwhelmed, Wayne. I was like, I can't do this. I have plenty of this. I don't know. You know, this is for somebody. I told her, I was like, you know, this is for somebody that has money, da 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 da. So tell me, what do you guys actually, what can you actually do for somebody? The average working.
I understand the question, but first of all, it's a great question because most people are like that. They hear the numbers and they hear, oh, mm-hmm. my God, it's so boring, or I can't do it, I'm not rich, right? So let's break it down into three different categories. Three different categories is very simple. Keep it easy for you. 80% of America keeps their money in safe places, which would be where?
Okay.
The bank, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
15% of America keeps their money in retirement funds, right?
Okay.
Somewhere along like 401k plans and, you know, you're talking about like CDs, things that are deferred in taxes, right?
Okay.
So the last category would be taxed advantage products. When you're talking about taxed advantage products means what? No, pay no taxes. So you got to understand that means for the entire United States of America, not just mm-hmm. the rich, not just the rich. I'm going to say it one more time. If mm-hmm. you have a child, right, you have a child, all of us want our kids to go to school, right? All of our kids want to say, hey, I think my kid wants to go to college, right?
Right.
There are vehicles that people are missing out on rates of return that are so enormous just by looking at things like life insurance. Just by looking at things like mutual funds. That's like looking at things like all of these things that people have out here in the world that at least the African-American, most of the African-American community and the Latino community, these are the people who are not being served but not on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I like to tell everybody. Listen, it's not a big conspiracy. It's not.
Right.
See, it doesn't have anything to do with those things. It has everything to do with the class that you live in. It's just about the class you live in. There's nobody's. If you want to get out of the lower level class, you have to do certain things to get out of that lower level class. Some people just happen to be there only because they don't have no way out. They don't know no other way. They never been taught those things to get out financially by saving little bits of money.
Right. Yeah, exactly. That's my exact sentiment, Wayne, is they haven't been taught. And then, you know, someone like me, even though I was in my very early 20s at the time, it was my first time hearing it. So it was foreign to me. And I thought that, it couldn't be done. But looking back, I was, you know, I say to myself, if I only got started much sooner in life. You know?
Well, the thing about it is most people, we always feel like if we went back in time and, hey, if I knew the things that I knew now compared to then and all that, right? Let's make it real simple. This is how you make finances fun. You have to bring it up to date. Listen, I'm going on 40 years old. Now, you and I and Courtney, we might remember things like the floor model TV, right?
Right.
Everybody remembers the grandmother had the floor model TV.
Sure.
Now you walk in the house, you see this floor model TV, this monster that's sitting on the floor. So think about it. You got to bring it up to date just the same way the kids nowadays, 25 and under, they only understand stuff that's right away, that's right now, that's quick, that's fast, that's fun. That's what they understand. We don't know why that is, but the point is we're not even willing to try to give them something fast, fun, quick, right now. We're not even willing to do those things, and we just cast them off into la-la land. And so now what happens, they create their own little lives and their own little savings accounts, like in the bank, which they have no love for you. But anyways, so now you get back to the floor model TV. If you don't update this television, imagine walking in someone's house 2016 and see this floor model TV.
Mm-hmm.
You would say, oh, my God, where have you been? It's 2016.
Right.
But yet with finances, we don't do that. People who walk around with term insurance, whole life insurance, underinsured, and then we say, well, the rich keep getting richer. No, the rich keep updating everything that they know because they keep learning.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Right, right.
So you see, they updating all the time because they got – now, this is what people don't seem to understand. Saving $50 – in a tax advantage product is the same as saving $500,000 in the same product. You get the same rate of return, point blank, period. There is nothing, only thing, the problem is it doesn't grow quickly enough because people want quick right now. They want it.
Exactly,
so they say,
right.
Well, $50 is not enough. Every single one of my children will be cash net millionaires by the time they're 30.
Mm.
You understand? I got fives. By the time they're 30.
And that's
30,
because of the services. Uh-huh.
That's because of the vehicles and the projections on the vehicles that I have my daughter's monies in. See,
okay.
The money that I save, I don't save it in banks. Banks don't give me it doesn't help my money grow. There are a couple of concepts that I want to tell you guys about really fast. One is
okay.
called the rule
well,
of 72.
Let me just ask you real fast.
Go ahead.
Fast,
no, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Know, real quick, just so I can break it down and make sure everybody understands. So what you're saying, Wayne, is rather than a bank, rather than like a retirement fund, the 401k, the CDs, and everything like that, you're saying your best bet is to go with a tax advantage product that you offer.
Yes, that we offer. First of all, we offer the whole gambit. We offer the whole wide array of things. What I'm just talking about is having a portfolio compared to having one set of retirement rules. See, if
okay.
you say, how are you going to retire? Most people say, 401k, I got it, get
just
my pension.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they say. But look at like
you
last night, right?
Like
somebody got it.
Diversified.
Right. They're not diversified, but they're not even thinking about what the rich think about. See, the rich think like, okay, I do have a 401k. Want to know why? I own it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the owner of the company.
Okay.
So it's a whole different type of 401k. He implements
right,
the 401k
right.
and he gets a rate of return based on people who put money in the 401k.
Okay.
So you see?
All right.
So when you own your own businesses and when you own your own life, I ain't talking about you going to work for Coca-Cola, which is a great company, for 35
mm-hmm.
years and making $127,000 a year. Okay, great, awesome. But you've been doing that for the last 35 years.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that okay and no growth at all?
Right,
so my
right.
Point
yeah,
is
we were just talking about this. Yeah, my daughter, she's working now at the country club right down in, was it Cherokee Town and Country Club? And some of the people
yeah.
have been working there for like over 20 years. And she's like, you know, Mom, she sees it. She's only 19. She's just externing there. She's like, how can they be there for that amount of time? You know, because the ceiling is only so high as far as, you know, paying
right.
payment is concerned. You know, so she's like, what are these people doing? And I'm like, yeah, some people just get satisfied. They settle in and, you know, depending on what it is, what position or who it is, whatever. But for that particular
Racine,
job.
Let me tell you, I can tell you honestly, from the world that I come from, it's only one
uh-huh.
thing that makes a person do that. It's just an employee mindset.
Right.
See, an
yeah.
employee
yeah.
mindset will have you boggle down to a job feeling like, oh my God, if I don't have this job, my life is over.
Right, right. And
life,
you know what,
is
Wayne,
over.
Oh my God, you're right. We were talking, why it came up was because she said there was a party for a woman that was there 20 years. And she said for that 20-year anniversary of her employment, they gave her a gift basket. And she said one of the other, right. she said the other employee
that
said, well,
awesome.
Look, did they at least give you some money? You've been here for 20 years. You know, all you're getting is a gift basket. And,
no,
you know,
see, I don't want to cut you
right.
off. I don't want to cut you off, but this
no,
is what,
no, that's
see,
not-
what I hear is I don't think everybody was listening when I said, listen, after
mm-hmm.
11 years of working for the corporation, I left
right.
and they gave me a $10,000 check. I know
right.
for a fact I made them way more money than that.
Exactly.
I know I did.
Exactly.
You
exactly.
just told me I made $350 million. So
mm-hmm.
don't get me started. Like I love what I do. I love
mm-hmm.
what I do. Want to know why? I change people's whole lives. I change their
mm-hmm.
whole lives.
Right.
I have people save money they ain't never even dreamed of saving before.
Well,
like $50
this,
a week, which is $200
uh-huh.
a month.
Okay, that was my question. You hit it on the nail on the head. Because I want to keep it basic and simple for beginners. That's why I named it Money 101. So let me ask you this. someone comes to you and they're like, okay, Mr. Lumpkin, how can you help me? I have a 9-to-5. I make, say, $25,000 or $30,000 a year. How can you help me? And, you know, I'm kind of budgeted really tight with my bills. I have a small savings account, or either I'm working check to check. How can you help someone in that situation?
Now, how old did you say this person was?
We'll say, you know, mid-20s to mid-30s or early 30s.
Let's say like 26, 27 years old.
Late 20s or 30s.
All right, let's go with 27 years old. 27 years old, making
okay.
$30,000 a year, 9-to-5 job, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
right.
So now you're looking at this person and you say, okay, well, now how much? I'll give you a prime example. One of my best friends, she make maybe a little bit more than that, maybe around, I don't know, 32, 33, right?
Okay.
Thousand a year. So now she said, you know what, Wayne, I don't never have no money. And, you know, you've been telling me that you wanted me to come sit down and do a financial needs analysis. I say, I've
mm-hmm.
been trying to tell you that for years. So what you been waiting on? I can't
mm-hmm.
make you do nothing. I can't
right.
make you do it. She says, okay, well, I'm going to come into the office. She came into the office. This is one of my longtime 20-year friends.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Like, this is a person who
right.
I know. She got a life and everything. So now she say, I ain't got no money. I say, okay, let's sit down, and I'm going to run you through the same thing I do with most of my clients. I don't care how
okay.
much money they have. I don't care if they have no money. It's free.
Okay.
Give me 20 minutes. Let me look at this thing because I'm good enough to do it in 20 minutes. Okay.
Okay.
We sat down. Guess where her money was going?
Where?
Starbucks. Every
no
single
way.
Damn morning. Use my language. I'm sorry. I don't. I'm, you know, I get
no,
like
no,
fired up
okay.
about
well,
it.
Look, we're on air. We're not politically correct.
All right. I'm just
we're
letting you know.
On.
Like you know.
Uh-huh.
Like
right.
she. Like she. Like listen. She's paying $10 a day at Starbucks.
I was gonna say Starbucks.
So understand. Like
there,
understand
I
what I'm talking about.
Any less than $7, right?
Exactly.
What?
You know how much money that is a month? You know what $7 is a month?
Yes.
That's right around
yes.
$200 a month. If you spend
wow.
$5 a day at McDonald's, guess what's going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
That's $150 a month.
Yes,
so don't tell me that you're broke. Don't say that to me. Me, don't
right.
say that to. People don't, my,
right.
I don't, it's not that I lost friends, but my friends already know. So anyway, so I took the young lady, she's spending $10 in the morning, and guess what she do
mm-hmm.
right before she go home? She go right back for a muffin every day, another $5.
Come on,
that's
Wayne.
$450 a month.
Wow.
So I took the $450 a month instead of her going over there. Guess what we did? I went personally and bought my friend a Keurig, and I'm going to advertise
mm-hmm.
and promote him right now. Mr. Keurig, put him on the counter forever. You can drink Starbucks right out of that thing, and I bought a box of 100. You go. Just forever. You've been doing this
that.
For I
yeah.
don't know how long. You've
right.
been spending $450 a month, which is $6,000 a year.
My God.
Come on.
Wow.
Don't tell me
and
you
see,
broke.
You know, yeah, yeah. People don't.
That's
don't
what,
really
so now what
down.
I did with the money. Let me tell you exactly what I did with the money. She sat
uh-huh.
there. She cried. This is my friend. She sat there. She cried.
Really?
So what we did, again, right, we talked. I said, listen, I know this is disturbing because you've been doing this forever. I know you. So, yeah,
mm-hmm.
okay. So now, but look at the bright side. Wipe off your tears, though, because we're not here
mm-hmm.
to cry. We're here to, like, we're here to disturb. See, we're here to disturb,
right.
and then we're here to solve the problem. See, if
mm-hmm.
you don't disturb somebody and show them what their life is really like, they're not going to listen. So that's what
right.
happened. So now I said, look on the bright side. We just found $500, girlfriend. That your
right.
boy,
that's
me,
a good thing.
One of your best friends, one of your best buddies, that
right.
I'm going to put it away, and y'all going to make a whole bunch of money on this money. I don't deal with the stock market. I deal with guarantees.
Right.
I don't deal with stock market stuff. I'm not
okay.
a trader.
That's
not what
that
I do.
That takes me to my next question, Wayne. So you don't deal with, you know, the stock market trading and all that. You said you deal with guaranteed products that is going to actually help somebody to make some money.
That's right. Everything that I do.
Okay.
Right, because I don't like it because I'm not a risky guy. Because I've seen what happened
mm-hmm.
to my mom. I've seen what happened to my dad. I'm a person
mm-hmm.
that like guarantees. So the
okay.
products that I choose to deal with are the ones that come with guarantees, ones that make
okay.
sure people don't lose money. Now, again, we just had an election. No matter who the president is, there was going to be going things going certain different ways. The stock market last night almost dropped 850 points.
Yeah,
I don't. It doesn't matter who the. It doesn't. Like, guess what? Everybody who had a 401k, it just lost a lot of money.
Exactly.
What do you want me to say?
Yeah.
Guess what my clients do when they call me, Wayne? Ha ha. Brother man, I love you. I'm like, I love you too.
You're not rich.
Let's take a look at that stuff.
Wow. Well, Wayne, I have a few people on the line. I'm going to play a quick song, and if anyone wants to ask Wayne questions or have any advice, please press the number 1, and we will be right back to questions. Press 1, talk to Wayne, or we'll be right back.
Baby, keep on turning me up.
When we left, you were saying that you deal with all products that are not risky, no risk, only guarantees.
Yes, on both sides of the token. Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yep. Uh-huh.
Hello? All right, yeah.
Yes,
on both sides of the token, though, there is parts of the company that deals with all everything, you know, with, you know, very risky products compared to, like, you know, when you're talking about fixed annuities or things like variable products, things that deal with the securities. There's all sides of stuff that you can do. I just like the side that says, hey, well, you know, I just like the guarantee side. That's my thing.
Right. Okay. So
but again, that's why I have an organization that reaches across 11 different states, because I have experts in every field. Hey, I can call Courtney. She loves that stuff. Okay, well, we'll see her.
Okay. So if you have a client that needs something, you are well-rounded and you have the person, you can refer them to one of your other associates, in other words.
Yes, that's why I have 11 offices in 11 different states. So, like, again, I have, you know, more than enough of a network of my own that, you know, we created in our business. And we help other business owners become in financial services and not just, like, tax firms. Like, a full-fledged financial services company. You're a tax company. You do taxes.
Okay.
That's what you do.
Right.
So let me show you how much money is moving on the table here.
What did you say?
I said, so that's what I do when I meet people in other industries. I say, well, listen, let me show you how much money you're leaving on the table here, because your clients are walking away with $8,000, $10,000 just to go do nothing with.
Right. Wayne, like I was going to say, I do have a caller on the line. I'm not sure who it is or what their question is. Are you ready?
Hello, caller. I am ready.
Okay, let's see who it is. Hey, caller, you are live on the air with Racing Ties, and I have Wayne Lumpkin. He's a financial planner. He's my guest tonight. How are you doing? And are you there, caller? They were there. They were on
hello,
hold for quite
caller.
A bit.
Hello.
Are you there, caller?
Yeah, hello.
Yes, hi. What's your name?
Oh, Malik.
Did you say Maurice?
No, Malik.
Oh, Malik.
Hey, Malik.
Malik.
How you doing?
Yeah. How you doing?
Good. I was just talking to Wayne Lumpkin. He's a financial planner. Did you have any questions or opinions or, you know, what was your question or what did you want to say to Mr. Lumpkin?
It was more so around the guy, like, because, I mean, I do follow his posts a lot, you know what I mean, on Facebook and all that. That's how I even found the number.
Oh, okay.
But, I mean, more so on along the lines of how do you manage, because I know I'm pretty sure we all advocate for to be kind of like self-efficient, you know what I mean?
Right.
And
okay,
kinda, you
as
know,
far as your finances,
Yeah, and trying to create more so of a circle or a community to where we eventually have to depend on ourselves. And basically, I'm trying to figure out, did he have any plans or any thoughts toward moving toward, you know, a self-sufficient Black community?
Okay, so you're let me ask if I understand your question correct, or if I can put my spin on it. Are you talking in terms of building Black wealth?
Well, yeah, of course, all that.
Specifically,
when you have, because honestly, I've met, I can say, a countless talented Black people in their job. Honestly, it's inevitable because we just are good at everything. So, and I meet people who are good in their, you know, great in their profession, and I'm just trying to figure out, okay, now how do you move to the next step of creating that to where we can kind of create our own wealth and our own circle of independence.
Okay, thank you so much, Malik. Thanks for calling in. So, Wayne, that was a great question. Do you have any thoughts
really
on that?
It really was a great question, and I'll just be honest with you. Like, let's bring it back. We want to go back in time a little bit and think about the stock market. The stock market at one point was in Oklahoma. And Tulsa, Oklahoma was the Black Wall Street. Black Wall Street was the first Wall Street.
Right.
You understand?
Uh-huh.
This was a real place. This just wasn't a rapper crew. This was a real place. So this is the stuff that we can show ourselves and go back in history and look at where our history started. And we start absolutely showing each other and telling each other and putting the word out there. I got in my office alone here in Gwinnett County, I've got about 20 to 25 young African-American males and females making anywhere between $5,000 and $10,000 a month. And at the end of the day, these guys are really putting the word out there. But we're dealing not just with them, but also the baby boomers. Like my parents, there's a money transfer that's happening even in the Black community. But we have to start waking Black African-American people up, men and women. Right. We need to start waking up and seeing what's really, really going on in the world. When people can walk down the street, get shot with no problem, and things are not happening, you have to start understanding what empowers that. Money.
Right.
Money empowers that. You understand? It's just not like, oh, people don't just walk around and just, you know, do craziness for nothing. It's money that backed that up. And years of history of watching us out to the side. Man, we have a $3 trillion a year spending bill with America. Understand that? In the African-American community, we spend $3 trillion a year.
We
actually walking around needing other people's votes. We actually walking around still needing other people's, like this radio show. This radio show is, to my understanding, owned by African-Americans. From what I understand, I don't, but do they own the whole entire network all the way up above them? Jay-Z, I think, said it best. The higher he go, the less of him he see. The less of him he see. A room of 500 millionaires, and it's three black people in the room.
My God.
Imagine how Jay-Z and those guys really, really feel. But it's time for those guys, even them as individuals and entertainers, to start really doing their job. To me, in my opinion, it's just my opinion. I don't have nothing against musicians at all. I don't think they do enough and spend their money well enough and get the word really out there. That's just my opinion. Mm-hmm. Because they got money to do so. But to answer his question, to be honest with you, it's all about duplication. If you can duplicate yourself inside the business that you own, whether that is with an African-American or whether even it's just a person, that's going to help the business world. But if you can't help other African-Americans if you're not helping yourself first.
Mm.
And I'm not talking about you making $250,000. I'm talking about, see, I took my first 10 grand and dumped it right back into my business. I didn't spend a dime of it. I dropped it all right back into my business, and I brought on other African-American females and males first. I dumped it right back into my business. I sent them to school. I did all of that stuff for them. And now they are all licensed professionals in this business.
Yeah. It must boggle your mind, Wayne, when you see other people and they have this money and they're just like spending it recklessly on frivolous things instead of using some of the products.
I mean, let's just put it out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not about degrading no woman. It's not about degrading no rapper. It's not about degrading a country singer, because he spend money on stuff too. Like he spend money on frivolous stuff, on horses that don't mean nothing. I don't, you know.
Right.
He just didn't buy the car.
I'm breaking it down even to the 9-to-5 person.
Those are the ones that I love. These are the ones and to go back to his question, literally. Mm-hmm. This is one of my best friends. Now, why did it take her so long? And I was on her back about it.
Right.
My friends, they already know if they don't do business with me, right? If they don't save money, because they're not doing business with me, they're doing business with the company I put them with.
Right.
I got over 300 companies I could put you with. Whatever one you fit best, I'm going to make sure you and your family is taken care of. But you got to want that. You can't come around me with a $400 polo coat on. I know.
Exactly.
I'm not even hearing that. I don't care nothing about your
right.
Jesus. The other day, one of my young guys in my office, I'm not going off subject, but I want you to hear this.
No, that's okay.
One of the young guys in my office said to me he wanted to buy a pair of what they call Yeezys, right? So I look up these shoes online,
and they're ugly,
and the
right?
shoes cost
like
$2,200. They're $2,200.
Wow.
I'm like, come on. This makes no sense. Not because it's the Yeezys, but when I told him was this, because he's African American, I'd rather you buy those than Ferragamos.
Mm-hmm.
So see what I'm saying? Like now you understand what I'm telling you now?
Yep.
Ferragamo,
yep.
They some expensive shoes. But guess what?
Mm-hmm.
That's for the Italian people. They didn't make those for us. They didn't say, "Hi, these for you." No, they did not. They didn't make them for us.
Right.
That wasn't built
we
for us.
We choose to go put our money. Yeah.
None of that.
We choose to go spend
so
our money.
So we choose.
Yeah.
So to answer you, brother, honestly, if the only way you can do it is to me at this point in time in my career, I'm doing it by you know how many people I bring into my business a month? Probably about right around 15 to 20.
Okay.
About 15 to 20 people a month I bring into my business. They get licensed and things like that. I want to flip the switch and say, everybody, come on. Everybody, come on. Because they paying us really, really good.
Wayne, I wish I could spend more time talking to you. I have to have you on the show again because you have so much information. You, matter of fact, give us your contact information for anyone that wants to contact you.
All right,
you
let me go ahead and I'm gonna give you three things to. I'm gonna go ahead and give you my phone number. I'm gonna just put it out there because it means everything to me. I'm gonna just put my phone number out there. It's 404-990-2276.
Okay.
We are having a women in wealth event on the 19th of November. Courtney is gonna be, she'll give you that information, Racine. And let me tell you my website. My website is Wayne K. Lumpkin dot WFGopportunity.com. I'll say it one more time.
You want to
Wayne,
say that again? Yes, okay.
Wayne K. Lumpkin dot WFGopportunity.com. Now, Racine, if you don't mind, I'm going to give you the email address for the Women in Wealth.
That's great.
Women in Wealth is on the 19th. It's a Saturday. We're going to be from 6 to 8. We're going to have mimosas. It's going to be money and mimosas. That's what we're going to be talking about. Money and mimosas.
Hey.
So I'm going to have Courtney give you that. I think it's Empower. Women in Wealth.
Empower Women in Wealth.
Yes. Let me go ahead and make sure you guys got that one more time.
Empower Women in Wealth.
Empower, the word empower is E-M-P-O-W-E-R dot women dot wealth.
@gmail.com.
@gmail.com. Yeah, I want to make sure you guys got that. I definitely appreciate it. And if you, like I said, at any time, Racine, I'm glad you're doing your thing. Keep doing your thing.
Please.
Keep doing what
Thank
you're doing.
You.
Keep getting the word out there.
You being a part of the show, Wayne. Like I said, I really have to have you on again. We're going to be discussing the election results with another guest that I have waiting.
Oh, yeah.
But
you might want to get me on that.
I want people to know that they can come to you and get some. Let me just ask you real quick before you go. What is the lowest amount of money, again, that you said people can come to you and start saving and using some of your tax advantage products?
And then, like I said, depending on your age range, is somewhere anywhere between, I think, 18 and under is about $50 a month at best.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like somewhere a little bit in between there. And talking about from 18 to maybe like, I don't know, 30 or something like that, it's $50. And we got products you can save up to $50 a month, $200, $1,000, $5,000. It doesn't matter. Come see us because it's free.
So keyword is it's doable.
Yes, it's very, very doable. I don't care if you're 18 years old. Bring your parents with you. Bottom line is your parents have been doing the same things, baby boomers, everybody. Don't just sit back and say, oh, well, I got it, because that's not true.
Right.
I can just tell you
right
now,
that's
not true.
Yeah.
We do it
for
free. We don't charge our clients anything. I want everybody to be very clear on that. We do not charge any of my clients anything at all.
That's great.
All they have to do
is
save their money.
Right. This is Wayne Lumpkin. His number is 404-990-2276. Go see Mr. Lumpkin. Go to the Women in Wealth function on November 19th, empower.women.wealth@gmail.com. Money and mimosas? Or mimosas?
Money and mimosas. Money and mimosas.
Either way,
it
sounds good. Either way. Thank you so much, Wayne, for coming. I really appreciate you joining the show.
All right, man. You guys have a good day. God bless and stay highly favored. Good night.
Okay, and we will talk to you soon, okay, Wayne?
No problem.
You
have a good night.
We are going to have another guest coming up. We're going to be talking actually about the election results. So if you guys want to just hang on in there, and Trevaeus, if you want to join me or by pushing the number one, I will get right on to you. Okay, bye-bye.
We are tipped the Henny for the day, baby. Bad man, we not stray, baby. Oops, I done fell for you, baby. I know, girl.
hanging in there with me. That was some great information from Mr. Wayne Lumpkin. He's a financial planner. But right now I have another guest that I would like to introduce to everyone. And I want you to say your name so that I know that I'm saying it right. Can you say your name for me? It's Trevious, right? Trevious, are you there? Maybe I clicked the wrong one. Trevious, are you online? Okay. If you are online and you are holding for the election feedback part of the show, go ahead and click number one, and we're going to start taking some calls because basically I just want to get everybody's opinion about what they think about the election. So if you're online and you want to give your opinion on Trump's win, or if you have some feedback that you want to talk about, go ahead and press number one right now. And if you are ready to talk and answer some questions, I want to answer those questions with you. I do have a guest, and I just want to make sure that I get Trevious on the line here because he had some insight that he wanted to share with us as well. Just want to make sure I got his number here. So let me take my first caller. Caller, you are on the air live with Racine Ties. How you doing and what's your name? Are you there, caller? Hello? Okay, I'm going to try my next caller. Caller, you are live on the air. Are you there? Yes, hi. This is Racine Ties. You're on the show, Racine Ties. And what's your name, caller?
Malik.
Oh, hey, Malik. You're still on. We were actually we're actually getting some election feedback. Did you have any opinions or thoughts about Trump's win last night?
I was more so shocked in the sense of that I don't believe in voting. I just want to make that clear.
Okay.
I don't believe voting makes a difference. I don't believe it's ever helped black people, especially, or any minority at that point. And I just feel as though it's kind of like, I'm sure you've heard the terminology, the illusion of inclusion. So once you get in the military and once you get in certain fields of work, you see that a lot of the stuff that goes on in the media and television and anything that goes on is all planned. So it's like a marketing strategy or whatever you want to call it. Oh, no, you can finish what you were going to say.
I have to apologize. There is a slight delay, so you have a very interesting viewpoint. And my guest, Trevious, is actually online. Are you there, Trevious?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, and I'm sorry. Am I saying your name right? I want to make sure I'm saying it the right way.
It's Trevious.
Trevious, and I should know that. Okay, Trevious, thank you so much for joining us tonight. I'm so glad you made it. He's my special guest tonight, everybody. So, Trevious, we are just getting some election results feedback about Trump's win. I have Malik online, and he basically was saying that he does not vote, and you said initially shocked. Is that correct, Malik?
Correct.
Right. Thank you so much for calling in, Malik. I'm going to go ahead and get my next caller. But you were expressing your opinion that you just feel that everything is basically rigged. Is that correct?
Basically, saying rigged is to say someone was cheated. At no point was anyone cheated. It was designed this way.
Okay, okay, more or less designed that way. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for calling in, Malik. Uh-huh. So, Travius, did you hear that?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, that was my first caller. He basically said that, he feels that it was designed that way. Basically, I just wanted to get everybody's opinion and feedback, what they thought about the Trump win, because I know it was like a shock for all of us. So what did you say, Travius?
It was a shock to me, the fact that he won, but not the fact that he won, because to me personally, I didn't see a difference being made in our community with either one of them winning. It was just, you know what I'm saying, which face you wanted to put on the impression that we was going to receive over the next 4 years. So it really didn't make a difference. I was only shocked because I thought that they would use Hillary to further their agenda after using President
you
Obama
know what?
For the last.
Yeah. I kind of lean that way toward that thinking as well, you know. I was shocked that Trump got in there. I do have another caller. They've been on quite a while, Travius. I'm going to take the next caller and see what they have to say, okay?
Okay.
Caller, you are on the air live with Racine Tides and Travius Wells. How are you and what's your name? Are you there, caller?
Hey, Racine. This is Coffee.
Oh, hey, Coffee. How are you?
I'm doing awesome.
That's great. So we're taking some calls. We want to know everybody's election results feedback on Trump's win. What say you, Coffee?
You know what? What I think about it, you know, is regardless who in office, you know, I think that more than anything, it's just time for us as, you know, African Americans to start getting more focused on just putting ourselves in better positions to be more productive. And I think that, you know, as Wayne was just speaking, you know, about how, you know, so many African Americans that is not in position to spend so much unnecessary money on things that is not, you know, conducive to their lifestyle, their households, their children, upbringing. You know, we need to be more focused on that because the reason, you know, everybody always, you know, talk about, you know, lately I've been hearing Trump, you know, is he qualifies more because of his money and his paper trail. But
I've been hearing that too.
Yeah, and so my thing is this, okay, so if you feel like money and paper trail can give you so much power to even be considered as president, then how about we not focus so much on what we can't control and focus on what we can? I just think that it's just, you know, if his objective is to make the rich richer and the poor poorer, as some has been saying, then work on getting yourself out of the category of being somebody that's not considered. If poor people not considered, work on being more of a person that is not considered poor. That, you know, you can only control what you can control. I don't look at it in a negative or a positive way. I agree with Travis. I agree with him. If we're going to be honest, you know, we ain't saw much of a huge difference year after year with nobody. And the point still remains that, year after year, it's more of us African Americans that don't choose to invest in ourselves for our futures, for our children, and for the betterment of our community. So focus on what you can control, you know.
So, Coffee, let me make sure I understand what you're saying. So, basically, in a nutshell, you're saying that regardless if it's Trump or Hillary, we just still have to focus on what we need to do for ourselves, just like the other young man, Malik, was saying, you know, as far as, like, building wealth in the black community am I on the right track?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much exactly what I'm saying. I'm saying that we only have a limit of things that we are in control of. We only have so worrying about and stressing over what we don't have control over won't get us anywhere. If we focus more on what we actually can control, which is ourselves, then we might get somewhere, you know. So it don't make any difference one way or the other. If they speak about what they not gonna what's not gonna be for blacks and what's not gonna be for poor people, you know, if I live day after day focusing on what I can't get
what
handed to me. You know what I mean? What I can't get handed to me, then I ain't focusing on what I can hand to somebody else anyway, you know. So it just, you know, that's just my outlook over it. You know, I'm like stick a fork in me, done with, you know, these Trump, you know, straight up these Trump jokes and these, you know, I'm moving here, I'm moving there. No, stay where you at. And stop, you know, sitting back thinking it's so sweet to be just looking for the next thing to you know, the next handout. It ain't sweet, period. And I ain't mad at nobody that don't feel like it's okay.
And I think we lost Coffee. Coffee, if you hear me, you can call back in. We made a mistake, lost her. But that was interesting what she was saying, Travius. What do you think about what she was saying? Because I've heard that recently, that people feel like, okay, even though Trump doesn't have any political experience, maybe his business sense will kick in and he can do something for America. What do you think about that, Travius?
It's still a money thing because he had money, but it's still more so it's that white supremacy mentality. But we need to learn, you know, as far as us, as far as black people are concerned, we have to study our history because we are too emotional right now. And when you're emotional, you're not able to process things logically.
Think straight.
And when we learn history, we'll realize that what is going on right now and what happened last night is nothing new. That's the history of this country. There's always been white pushback to black progress, whether or not that progress was actual or perceived. In this case, I would make the case that electing President Obama as president was a perceived progress. It wasn't actual progress because we didn't actually receive anything collectively. All we got was some kind of symbolic. So we have to learn our history and realize that this is the result of every time we made some kind of progress, we made two steps forward, white supremacists came and pushed us back 4 to 5 steps back because we all complacent. Instead of taking it to the next level, we get complacent at a symbolic gesture. We never reach for anything substantive. So we never get anything for those symbolic things that we get. Just like we got him in office, but we haven't got one policy that's directly toward us.
For black people, right? That's very interesting that you said that, and I see what you're saying. So basically, you're saying that even though Coffee may feel that way, it's still, how can I say? Even though Coffee said that and she feels that way, maybe it's just that because of the recent results, we still just have to kind of let things simmer down, cool down, and then we can kind of think. I don't want to say think straight, but think, you know, level-headed or whatever.
We need to adopt this. We need to look at these other groups of people and adopt their model, the way they operate, the Jewish community or the Korean community. They they don't worry about it. They take care of themselves. They practice they practice group economics, and when they need something, they get they pull their money together. They go buy their politicians. That means they make campaign donations, get certain legislation, lobby for their benefit. Then they go back to their communities and they mind their own business and they don't have to deal with it. But see, we depend on everybody else for everything that we have in this country because we're the only country that is totally 100% reliant on everybody else. So we have no natural resources, no of anything. So that's the reason why we face racism so much because we have to deal with
you say because we have to deal with that asking for, like, in so many words, what she was saying, that we ask for a handout. And I'm not sure if you can hear me, Travius. I lost you, the audio, just for a little bit. I'm going to go to my next caller and see if I can see my next caller. One moment. Coffee came back in. One second. This is Racine Ties. You are live on the show that we're talking about the election results, Trump's win. What's your name?
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, hi, how are you?
Hi, hi, what's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Danielle Craighead from Facebook. Hi,
hey,
how are
Danielle.
You?
I'm great.
I'm enjoying the show. It took
Thank
me a minute
so
to get
much.
Logged in, but I'm here. So much
okay,
education.
Okay, great.
Yes, you guys
now,
are
I have,
sharing. Go ahead.
Great, great. No, I was just going to say I have another guest on as well. Travius Wells is on the line. I'm not sure if he made a mistake and pressed mute. I can't hear you, Travius, but if you are there, go ahead and just let me know.
I'm
just make sure you're not on mute. You're there. Okay, so he's there.
Yeah,
so Ms. Craighead is on the line. Tell me what your thoughts are about the election show results.
Well, I mean, I have lots of them. You know,
okay.
I'm gonna be simple about it all. You know, my whole thing is this about the whole nature. Even though I am a voter, you know, and I do extend my rights to do so. My whole thing is, I can't bow down to the oppressors that have always been in office and have never even made one promise yet to us. Everybody is getting
right.
the land and everything that was our 400 acres in a mule. We're not going to make up for things, but we built America, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We all know the making of a slave. We all know who we are and where we come from and that we are of original people. And I am just so ready for us to do what we said. We steady patronize these industries. You know, and like you were talking about earlier with Brother Wayne, and, you know, we're going by all these material things with these names and these labels. These people aren't putting anything back into us. They're just steady robbing us, but we can't say they're robbing us when we're steady patronizing them.
Right.
Anybody that opens up in a black community, I don't care what country they come from, they succeed. Thing back in us, and we get so happy when we go in a store, like when I go to Detroit and I go back home, and, you know, and just because their man behind the counter, he know your name.
Right.
And, you know, if you don't know how they taxing you 500 times every time you buy a pack of M&M's and you have to say state minimum taxes when you're from somewhere else, you know, something is wrong. You know, they allow to sell loose cigarettes. They're allowed to, you know, put clothes in and fake skin shoes. No, I mean, this is ridiculous. When will we wake up and start storing our coins and building each other? Honestly, when we open up a black business, we always think we're supposed to give each other a hookup. But you'll go buy a $5 round for a shirt, but you won't buy a $10 shirt or a pair of barefoot sandals from me. You know, it gets ridiculous.
Yeah. So you're saying that, regardless of who's in office, once again, it turns right back around to ourselves.
Exactly. Because you know why? Because I believe in they are selected and not elected. And I don't know what you know, I feel like all of them are friends, okay? Granted, Donald Trump, he said he funded his whole campaign himself. He has said rotten, nasty things, proven to be rotten and nasty, but nothing more has come out. Like, people haven't been following the WikiLeaks and what the Clintons have done and the Democrats have done and the promises Obama made. We have not achieved anything, but every time it's election time, they ride our backs for that black vote, and we bow down, yes, sir, he won't save us now. We ain't been saved yet.
And then, I was going to say, and then what happens?
And we don't do for self and stop standing, letting the slave master put his boot up on our neck and believing in his dreams, which his dreams are never followed us as the original creators of this earth. Step up and take our throne. We're going to keep getting struck down. Okay? Put the guns down, pull our damn pants up, comb our hair. Get out here and patronize our business, save your money, and let's do this, and let's do it once and for all. Because right now, people getting ready to happen with the future, and this is real.
Yeah, tensions are high.
Yeah, it's going down.
Yeah,
they
are.
Space for, You know, but, you know, all the things that Donald said about the Clinton administration and these emails and WikiLeaks and Julian Assange and the FBI, and he going to arrest all these people. Let's just see. Let's just watch and see. I know what I feel in my heart. I'm not going to share that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to try and change anybody's mind about what's going on. But we're in the last days, and we're going to make paradise here on earth, or we're going to die for nothing. I'm going to die for trying.
Right. Miss Craighead, thank you so
much. I was born in America. Don't keep talking about putting me on a slave ship and sending me back to
Africa. I ain't going nowhere.
My birth certificate says Detroit, Michigan.
Exactly. Miss Craighead, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you so much for calling. I have some more callers that I got to get on the line before we go, but thank you so much for your voice and your opinion.
Thank you.
I will talk to you soon. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a great evening. Now, Travius, that was interesting. Because once again, a caller is saying that is we have to look in the mirror and start doing things for ourselves.
We have to get out of this notion that voting is going to save us. Voting is not going to save us. It's not a tool. It's not a tool that's going to benefit us, first of all, because we don't have the numbers in order to utilize voting to get the whole entire package. What we got to start doing is using voting leverage, using this leverage to get one or two pieces of legislation passed each time, each election cycle. Instead of trying to get somebody in office and hoping that they come back and do something for us, let's hold our vote, use it as leverage, and get something from them each election cycle. That way, if you do that, it doesn't matter who's in office. It don't matter if it's a Democrat, a Republican, anybody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Travius, I have another caller that's been on for quite a minute. Callers, if you want to speak, go ahead and press number one. My lines are lit up, Travius. This is like the most the lines are lit up, literally. So I have another caller on right now. You're on live with Racine Tyes and Travius Wells. We are discussing the election results, Trump's win. Caller, what's your name?
Hey, what's going on? This is Saint. How you doing?
Hey, Saint. How you doing? Where are you calling from?
I'm actually calling for my car on the way home from work.
Oh, okay. In Georgia.
Yeah, in Atlanta.
Okay, cool. So Saint is usually on, he's a panelist on one of my other shows, the Don't Be Salty show, so I appreciate you calling in and supporting me, Saint. What were your thoughts on the election results? I mean, when they said, okay, Trump is the winner, what was going through your mind?
When it first was announced, excuse my language, but I really didn't give a fuck. And I still don't now. To me, it's all entertainment. For me, the whole politics and everything like that is just a whole entertainment thing. And that's just how I view it. It's all a marketing scheme. It's all a business thing at the end of the day. So, I think part of what my issue from looking outside in or whatever, or being in the situation is me being a creative director and you know, basically what I do, what my company is that I'm trying to build, I see things differently. So Trump's whole campaign and movement to me was nothing. Mm-hmm. And I know they said it before that, you know, it's about money. You got to understand it is. America, the United States,
like he said, he's a businessman.
Business. And I have a couple of different theories. So basically, first off, when Trump started to even run for president, I thought it was a joke at first. But then as he started, started getting more deeper and deeper into it, I started looking back like, okay, he's running as a Republican. Something doesn't sound right. Something's not right here. And then on top of that, he's going against Hillary, and then, you know, he's going against the Democrats. People got to understand that it's something up with this because of the simple fact that Donald Trump has been a Democrat I can't say all of his life, but for a majority of the part that we've known of Donald Trump, he's been a Democrat. He's not only funded and donated to Bill's campaign, but he started to fund Hillary's campaign at the same time before he decided to run.
Oh.
I also, now there's circulating, it's a post circulating around now that I remember seeing a couple of years ago because I used to watch Donald Trump's Apprentice. So, you know, he basically said in an interview that if he was to ever run for president, he would run as a Republican because Republicans are stupid and they would vote for him.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. I saw that. Did you see that one, Travis?
Yes, I've seen that a couple of times.
Yeah.
Now, also,
yeah.
if you listen to Trump's post-win speech, he made a comment in there, something to the effect like, yeah, the Republicans voted for me. They don't know what they did or something like that. Am I correct? Somewhere along the lines of that, during his speech, if you go back and listen to it, Trump is making a mockery. One of my theories is I wouldn't be surprised if you see Trump and Hillary come together on whatever agenda and the course that they try to do. I think one of my theories is they said, okay, they looked at the other candidates and were like, you know what, we don't really like anybody else and nobody's going to really push for whatever it is that we want to do. So Trump went for it, and he just happened to get this far. Now, something's also not right because a man was just elected as president that has no political background whatsoever.
No experience whatsoever.
None whatsoever. Yet people deemed him good enough to be able to run the country. Not saying that he may be good to run the company, but at the same time, I'm not going to discredit him. With America and the United States being a business and him being a successful businessman, it might not be so bad. The only thing that I fear that I'm worried about is him. If he comes out reckless like he did when he first started, then it may cause him some trouble and wars and things like that, which I don't think is going to happen. The only other thing that I'm possibly worried about is the fact that those racist Republicans, KKKs, will sit and start feeling some point that, we got a one up because we got Trump into office. What I also think is that, again, it was all a ploy. Trump is a businessman. We have to remember this at the end of the day. He did what any other businessman would do. And technically what any other politician would do. He said a bunch of shit to get you to say, okay, we're going to go vote for him or we're not going to go vote for him. But either way, he got the attention and he got the vote. He needed the
Republican
vote. So he said everything that the Republicans like to get them to vote. They're the majority at this point.
Right. I was just going to say I have some more callers on that I want to get to, but I want to thank you so much, Saint, for calling in. And basically, Saint was saying, you're saying that he is more or less using this office as, I would say, money maker or marketing to further himself in business.
Yeah, I think, not necessarily, but I think he may help the economy. I can see a couple of routes that Trump may take that if smart. I know he spoke to, after his old comment about Mexicans and, Mexican people, he spoke with the president of Mexico and said that he would build something like a Trump Towers in Mexico. That's an avenue that if he plays it right, he can sit there and bring a lot of these countries and places where we may have disagreements with, he can use that as a avenue to squash and settle a lot of things. If it's gonna take a business route, that will work, and then at the same time that will help the economy. As everyone else said on the call, and even when talking about the money aspect, we do as Black people in the community have to step up and do our own. I frankly don't care about the president because whether Hillary Clinton or Obama, because nobody can represent me. I represent myself.
Cool.
I don't,
and
it really doesn't matter to me. Yeah, I'm in my own lane, in my own world anyway. So, I'm in
doing
touch
what
with
you gotta do for you.
But Obama, not to discredit what he's done some things that I know that helped out certain people that I know, but it didn't do anything to affect me. Obama, Clinton, Bush, anybody else has done, nothing that they pushed has helped me at all. I'm a natural hustler.
Right.
I went out and did it on my own. And that's just, help with family and friends, so I don't really care. But I'm going to sit back with my popcorn and watch the show.
watch and see what happens. Thank you so much, Trey, for calling in. I appreciate that. Travius, what do you think about what he was saying? Basically saying, you know, about Trump being a businessman, and you know, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, yeah, I mean, America is a corporation anyway, so I mean, it's not like this is an actual country. But, I mean, it's a corporation. It's always has been. They just use the government as a front to hide the corporation anyway. But I think Trump rise to success kind of threw a monkey wrench in the plan. I really and truly believe, and it's just my own, that Hillary was supposed to win, but Trump tapped into something they couldn't expect, and Trump tapped into that racist gene. And people don't seem to understand that it's a mathematical thing that whites are 66% of the population, 77% when you factor in white Hispanics, which are classified as white. And we are only 13% of the population. So we've been running around for the last 8 years under the illusion that we got President Obama elected when we really didn't. It was those liberal white on the fence that
and
voted
people
for him.
Seem to forget that. They seem to forget that. I have another caller that's been on. I'm sorry. What were you saying?
Oh, no, no, no.
I have a caller that's online. Caller, are you there? Hello, caller, are you there? You're live on Racine Ties Live with Travius Wells. Are you there, caller?
Hello? Not sure if it's me or somebody else.
Yes, can you hear me, caller?
No, I think that's the same person.
Yeah,
oh,
I'm just
okay,
listening.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. He said, he pressed the number one, so that kind of threw me off. Okay. So if you want to talk, or if you have a question, or if you have an opinion, go ahead and press number one so that we can go ahead and answer your question. There you go. Undo that. So if you have a question or if you want to talk, go ahead and press number one, and we're going to get to you. I think. Okay. We have one more caller that's on. Caller, are you there? You're on live with Racine Ties and Travius Wells. How you doing?
I'm good. It's Mandel Leon.
Hey, Mandel, how are you?
I'm good.
So, Mandel, tell me, what is your thought process about Trump winning the presidential office?
Really, you know, I was feeling some kind of way for like a hot second because –
mm-hmm.
Like a lot of people, they thought Hillary was going to win, but I'm not so – but I didn't – you know, like a lot of people, they didn't really care for neither one. So it was more or less the lesser of the two evils type thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was just more – you know, it was – the whole process has just been a – you know, the whole election thing. It ain't even – never really even been about the issues or nothing.
Right.
Like normally, it wasn't nothing political about this race at all from the beginning.
So really, it was just
one of those things.
I say it's kind of been like an insult to your intelligence.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know, like Saint was saying earlier though too, is like a lot of people don't realize, you know, like when the polls was coming out and they were thinking like, well, hey, you know, these is what's saying in these states and that states. But the one thing that didn't nobody realize is, like, when it came to those, you know, he did wake up that racist, you know, that voter, that Republican voter that never really ever voted in those states, in those rural areas where they just wouldn't even vote anyway. So when they went out and did that, it was already something. But then not only that, you got to look at what's been going on with Obama being in office. See, this is why with Obama being in office, it really awakened all the racial tension in the United States just anyway, right?
Mm-hmm.
All these years is when you start seeing more of the media, because it's always been, but more of the media showing of these killings and the cops killing these senseless stuff and you know, and obviously they, you know, the propaganda that they do and you know, the media and the corporations and how they show
so
stuff.
So just pumping
and,
it up.
And,
yeah.
And they, right. So they, you know, that was planned in a sense where it's like all this stuff. Because then what you do, because now more than, like, everything goes full circle, right? Everything goes in a cycle where you're seeing where now people are organizing. Now people are pro-black again. Now, you know, people running around wearing unks and they don't know what the hell it means. Like back in the early 90s, late 80s, when everybody was wearing Africa medallions and all this and that. It's like it's all over again, right?
So, right, right.
So when you look at it, it was a thing. It's like every 20 years, right? It was a thing in the 70s.
Like a cycle.
It was a thing in the early 90s. Now it's another 20 years later, and we back at it again.
Exactly. You're right. You're right.
Right.
You're right. Thank you. Yeah.
So,
Mandela,
so when you
uh-huh.
so when you look at it, Go ahead.
No. Go ahead.
But I was just saying. So when you look at it, you know, it's just one of those things that like it was always there, but when Obama. Like, even when he was in office, right, it was the people that was even working for him didn't even really give a damn, right? You got Secret Service
mm-hmm.
cats doing stuff, getting drunk, letting people jump over the fence, like all kind of old dumb stuff, right? Because they were just upset. So more than anything, it really didn't even matter who won, but it was more that Trump, he more or less tapped into that, to those Republicans that
the
they
anchor,
didn't even know
yeah.
what he was talking about, didn't give a damn. They just said, hey, he said what the hell he want to say.
Exactly.
He was talking about,
exactly.
He said what the hell he want to say and do this and that. It ain't had nothing about who he was running against.
Answered and didn't answer questions that he didn't want to.
Right. And then not only that.
Uh-huh.
Oh, God. But I just want to say this last thing. But not only that. It was just a lot of people that just didn't want to see no woman, but not just a woman, that woman.
Exactly.
It was the lesser
right.
of the two evils. So.
Exactly. You got that right. Thank you so much, Mandela, for calling in. I really appreciate your feedback. There was one more caller. Caller, if you want to say something, press the number 1, and we will get you right now. Otherwise, I just want to ask you your final thoughts, Travius. About, you know, from what I'm hearing everyone say, they're not caring too much that, not, I won't say they don't care, but they're saying that it's regardless if Trump is in there or not, we have to focus on us as a people and do for us. You know, that's what I'm hearing from everybody, basically. But what are your thoughts, Travius?
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much what I'm gathering from everybody too, and I mean that's pretty much been. I mean that's not because of Trump getting elected. That's something we should have been doing all along.
Yeah.
Regardless of who's mm-hmm. in there, even right now since President Obama's in there, that's something we should have been doing anyway. But I just think that
mm-hmm.
there's an eternal battle going on between liberal whites and conservative whites, and what's happening in Trump tapped into that middle, and he
yes.
pulled those that middle that voted for President Obama last 2 times. He tapped it in
uh-huh.
and pulled them over to the racist side.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's a balance
because,
going on between the two. And we just got to fall back and not get caught into that because we too emotional. We're going to end up getting dragged into that when it's really not
true,
our fight.
Exactly, Travis, especially because when you say the there's such a low percentage of us, first of all. But you know what, before I forget, I saw an interview today, I think it was a high school, where all the kids were leaving because they were protesting, you know, Trump, you know, being elected president or whatever. And the interviewer was talking to a man, and he admitted, he says, you know, a lot of white people, they're just tired of having a black guy in office, and they didn't want to see a woman, so they voted Trump. You know, basically,
yep.
that's how it went down. So, I
yep.
mean, that's bad to say, but true.
He basically gave them the space to feel comfortable. They feelings have always been that way, but they didn't have the
mm-hmm.
space to say. Now he gave them
right.
the safe zone to be able to say that. Because
right.
basically all his rallies with just Klan rallies. If you look at it and compare
exactly.
it without the sound, you look at a Klan
mm-hmm.
rally, look at a Trump
rally. Looks like a Klan rally. Yeah. I want to thank you so much, Travius, for being my special guest tonight. Can you give everybody your contact information in case they want to talk to you more?
Yeah, I want to say thank you for letting me experience this. This is my first time experiencing something
definitely.
Like this, so it was definitely
oh,
it was
cool.
a pleasure.
I have to have you on again. I definitely have
okay.
to have you on again.
Okay, yeah, you can reach me on Instagram. It's bone14nov, B-O-N-E, 14nov.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and that's Travius Wells. And you always
yes.
have such great information. That's why I was glad to meet you on the social media because you have that information that you're like, okay, unless you go digging and searching and researching, you know, researching for yourself, you know, you won't know this stuff, but you always seem to have something that makes you go, makes you think and makes you want to do more research. So I really appreciate you. You want to give them your contact information once again, Travius?
Yes, on Instagram, you can reach me at bone14nov.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you joining me, and I definitely will have you on again, Racing Ties Live.
Okay, all right. You have a good night.
All right, you too. I want to thank all of my guests for coming on tonight. I really appreciate them joining me on the show. I really had a blast. Definitely shouts out to Courtney and Wayne Lumpkin. They are financial planners. You can reach them at 404-990-2276. They can help you get on track as far as your finances. My website is thinkblessed.com, thinkblessed.com. You can find out about all my shows. I do have a book out called Success Looks Good on Me. Check that out. That's on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. I also want to thank Maxine Jones, the former founding member of Invoke, for giving me this platform to air my show, Racing Ties Live, on so that I can give this information to you. I was really excited because tonight was my first time doing the Money 101. So if you have anybody that you know who is an accountant, an entrepreneur, anybody that has a business opportunity, a financial guru, credit repair, we're going to attack all of that. We want to help the community because it was a theme tonight. Everybody said that we as a community need to kind of help ourselves, regardless of who's in office. We need to make it happen for ourselves. So, that's it, plain and simple. I feel like my duty is to try to help get the information out there, but you guys have to do the rest, and you have to, make it work for yourself. But I want to thank all my listeners as well. Thank you so much for tuning in. And check me out. I'm Racing Ties Live. Check you out next time. And just have a good night. That's all I can say. Thank you so much, guys. Join me next time on Money 101. Money 101 with Racing.